How can I spin this story? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, there was another story about prisons in the U.S. showing that America's prison population now leads the world. No matter which way you measure, by absolute number of prisoners, by prisoners per capita, we have more than anybody, even China, even Cuba, even Iran. 2.3 million adults. And if you look at people in their 20s, one in every 53 Americans is spending their young adult years in prison, building their resumes for eventual employment in the music industry, I suppose. You see, I'm trying to find a positive spin on this because calling yourself the land of the free is just not compatible with having more prisoners than anybody else unless there's a good reason for it. You know what's really annoying? It's that despite all this incarceration, there are always at least three or four crime stories at the top of every local newscast. And it seems like these crimes are committed by people who are just released from prison. How can that be? The survey shows that spending on imprisonment in this country has increased 127% over the past 10 years to up around $55 billion a year, more than China's defense budget. At the same time, we spend more in prisons than China's entire defense budget. We have abolished time off for good behavior. We've imposed zero tolerance. We have all those guns for self-protection. You know, I would have to conclude that far from being an indication that something's wrong with America, our penal system has to be the reason that we are the safest, most secure, least frightened people on the face of the earth. And as for those crime stories, well, you know, that's why cable systems have channels that run Seinfeld at 11 o'clock. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.